joining us now in our studios, Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig and the Honorable Mayor Rhonda Pownell.
Yep, that's my name. I just say I like that Ziggy's commercial. Corner of Highway 3? Okay, I can't say that. You get the point.
Well, right? Maybe you could make up a City of Northfield jingle and you
a
could
jingle.
Sing that.
No
that's
way.
What the
Are
city
you
needs.
Kidding me?
Yeah, jingle.
I'll get one of my kids to do that. I've got at least one of them that knows how to sing a tune that sounds good, actually.
Yeah, we've had some jingles. We had the jingles before the State of the City that was played with our that's local funny. Talented musicians.
Yeah. So. Lewis and Dan.
All right. Well, we'll have to get a hold of those and we'll play them and they can intro you when you do your weekly segment on the show here.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's talk about last night. You had a closed door session last night to discuss the acquisition of some properties around the area where the Northfield Municipal Liquor Store now is. And you went on to approve that. Let's talk about that first a little bit. It was closed session, and I understand that's because of the acquisition. Tell
yes.
us about that.
Yeah, and just to clarify, I think I said that wrong initially to you, Jeff. I think it's really was a special council meeting. We don't normally meet on the fourth Tuesday, but we called for a special council meeting. And then once we were there in open session, then we closed it to consider the negotiations or to give guidance to city staff on the three actions that we were about to take when we came out of that closed session. And you're right, that was the goal there is to give feedback and get feedback input from the council with regards to two purchases of property and then one option to negotiate, and all centered around that corner of Highway 3 and, the Ziggy's jingle, right? No, it's around at the corner of 5th Street and Water, right where the Northfield Liquor Store is currently. So there's some unique opportunity there that I think we have just a great opportunity to capitalize on that and meet multiple needs within the city.
Now, this is all to build a new liquor store, improve the liquor store facilities. So why don't we stop right here and backtrack, and it's a good time for a little history lesson, I think. We've talked about building a new liquor store, we being the city and the people, 20 years, maybe even longer than that now, but never really settled on it, really a spot to put it at. Tell us how this spot evolved and the history behind these latest actions.
Yeah, and some of the information that we've been gathering leading up to this, our city staff really found that dates back, like you said, 20 years, which is absolutely amazing. Way before my time. Maybe not before your time, Jeff. I don't know. But it's been in conversations for some time, and it's just been difficult to land on the right location, right time. And I think right now it's the right location and the right time. Things are just kind of coming together. And there's been a lot of studies, a lot of conversations on goals that we want to achieve within looking at what we would like to see in a new liquor store for location, right? And there's a Dakota Worldwide was the most recent study that was done that would give us some guidance on location and size of the building. This is a now time, and I'm really excited about this opportunity. I think the council is too. It's just a unique opportunity. I think it's going to help us really bring forward a potential redevelopment that would expand upon that riverfront corridor, intensify some uses there, and really bring a new vibrancy and just energy to that whole corridor right there adjacent to the post office. And I'm really excited about it. And again, I think our staff have been doing an excellent job of bringing this forward. And we look forward to working with the community as it moves forward.
Let's talk about the two acquisitions. One is the Ameriprise building. The other is the Northfield News building. Those two, when did you start the negotiation? Have you started negotiations with them yet? I'm presuming, I guess, that they're all in on this. Tell us about those negotiations, what you can.
Yeah, well, the council's action, we actually had approved purchase agreements last night with both of those. So the city council did authorize the execution of acquiring both of those. The Ameriprise building, as we call it, in the Northfield News, Ameriprise is actually a tenant of the building. There's also some residential tenants on the upper level of that building. You know, as the mayor said, when you're looking at real estate and the complexity of finding a location in the Central Business District, which has been a longstanding goal of the council, that the store could leverage other benefits to the downtown to attract people. How many was it? 118,000 people through the door, I think they said, that our liquor store generates. So it helps bring traffic to the downtown as a destination in some cases. But when you look at the size that we need to, we knew we'd also probably likely be assembling multiple properties, which makes it tricky. So we've been building relationships. The Northfield News, we've been exploring for a couple of years with ownership on that. Ameriprise more recently became available. So it's been kind of an on-again, off-again, exploring opportunities, and fortunate to have the ability for it to come together at the same time with that property, too. And the location is really looking at that corner, like the mayor said, where we'd see our liquor store being, the Northfield Liquor Store, to be the kind of an anchor kind of on that corner as you come in. The Northfield News building provides us the opportunity, as it's not easy to relocate a liquor store on a temporary basis when we figure out the plans for reconstruction. So this provides a perfect location right across the road for us to temporarily relocate during a construction project. And then afterwards, we can kind of during the process figure out what to do with that building longer term as well. So it's an investment. Might have an opportunity to reuse that after we're done for another business, or maybe it would become a other redevelopment down the road too. So it provides a lot of options for the city.
Let's talk about the price tag. How much were you paying for these?
So the Northfield News building was acquired for $1.2 million. And the Ameriprise building was for $900,000, and we'll be closing on the Ameriprise at the end of May, and then the Northfield News at the end of June is the planned schedule. So we've got a lot of due diligence and paperwork to be done. But we base that on, we did have comparable sales. We had some income sales approaches that we took a look at. So we were informed on the value, and there had been market conditions that we looked at in negotiating those terms.
Mayor Pownell and City Administrator Martinger are guests right now. We're talking about a couple of land acquisitions that the city approved last night at their council meeting. Now, Muni building, there's also a second building attached to it in the back that houses Reese Winter and Associates. Is that part of the same building? Are those two separate buildings? Does a different party own that back half of that building?
Yeah, so that is a separate ownership. So it's kind of like two buildings going up next to each other. Obviously, in the Central Business District, you have zero setback allowances. So they're not interconnected directly, but it's a separate building. There is a lower level and an upper level to that, and it's fully utilized. And they have an operating business, very successful business in there. So we're working with them. They're in the middle of tax season right now, too. So this exclusive negotiation agreement gives us some more time to work out with them, hopefully to come to a mutually agreeable solution on a project that we think would make sense that might be able to work for us. They do have, there is property like through the alleyways and things that they have some shared use agreements with kind of the Division Street facing businesses through that alley for access. So they do own some of that land on the kind of on the alley access of it as well. So we're optimistic that we'd like to try and work something out with them to make it work, and so that's what we're trying to explore with them.
Let's talk about the buildings themselves on the two properties, the Municipal Liquor Store and also Ameriprise. Are they going to be leveled? Is that the plan? Will they be repurposed, renovated? What's the plan for those two?
Yeah, I think the expectation is it would be a full reconstruction, so it would be demolition and new development on the site. It's adjacent to the historic district downtown, but it's outside of the boundaries, and these buildings don't have any kind of formal designation. Certainly, the heritage of the downtown and the unique architectural value of the buildings down there is going to be really important to the design of the new buildings. Because it's immediately adjacent, our Heritage Preservation Commission would be involved. providing review and guidance of a project, as the mayor said, along with probably many other people. That's the plan for that would be a full reconstruction on that site.
You know, the acquisition of this, we had you in just a couple of weeks ago to talk about Bridge Square and renovating that area. The acquisition of this, does that give you more options with the design for Bridge Square? Is it going to be incorporated at the same time that the rest of the downtown is being reimagined?
I would say it should be if it's not, right? I mean, if they are so closely connected that when, and certainly the post office resides, is a key building located right there between Bridge Square and the Ameriprise building. So certainly, I mean, the council really likes to think big picture, and there might be some really important opportunities to take advantage of when you're looking at how should the area really be redeveloped to ensure that we have greater connectivity, connecting both 4th Street and 5th Street. Those are really important things to be keeping in mind as we move forward.
Mayor Pownell and City Administrator Mardigar are joining us right now. In the process of building a new liquor store, What kind of time frame are we looking at? Obviously, there's a lot of things that you've, now this is just, step number one, I guess, in a long process. But any idea when you'd like to see that open to a new building, new customers and such?
One step at a time, Jeff.
Tomorrow? Can we just snap our fingers like Mary Poppins and it's just done? That would be good. I want that. I should ask for that, right?
We'll be, in all seriousness, this has been a complex and difficult project to kind of bring to this point. We've been certainly starting to think about what's next. For the council purposes, those are going to be in our open meetings coming up for the city council, and these negotiations were really part of this closed meeting part of it. But this was a key milestone to acquire some important properties with that. The downtown district requires a minimum of 2 stories, but it could be 3 or 4, depending on the height limitations, and a conditional use permit could expand that beyond. So private, you know, one of the things too is an important piece to this is going to be we're going to need a private partner over time here to identify, to work with us on the components that would maybe complement our public uses of the building. I think that clearly will be important to a successful redevelopment that would meet community goals. So we're going to be transitioning pretty quickly into thinking about what are some different process options, what's the planning involved, who's the team to help the council, because we probably have some consultants be helping us with this on how to approach. And I know the mayor's been an advocate too to, you know, for many reasons related to acquiring multiple properties and the complexity of that. She's talked too about the importance of bringing other partners like the Economic Development Authority to the table for guidance and input on this as well. So we don't have a formal kind of schedule, I guess, with it, Jeff, but I would say there's going to be a lot of work coming up on this. But even from the point when you have a plan, keep in mind construction documents usually take upwards of 6 to 12 months for even the design once you have a plan. And this is, you know, going to be a, you know, a multi kind of multi-level development. So you're probably looking a couple of years out realistically on a good schedule for this to happen. But we're going to be diligent, do the homework, and, you know, involve the community on feedback so that we really have can maximize this unique opportunity.
I would just add, and Ben brought up an important point, you know, in looking at really a multi-use building and really expanding on that and intensifying the uses, and was reminded of the Urban 3 report that we had done that was presented then back to the community, that when they looked at all of Rice County, the greatest tax value per acre resided within the downtown of Northfield. So that just really the redevelopment opportunities where we can intensify the uses, kind of build up, have multi-story mixed use, those yield the greatest tax value per acre than just expanding on the outskirts. So not just, it's not that you shouldn't expand on the outskirts, but intensifying the uses in our downtown core is financially beneficial for the city over the long haul. And it just adds so much there's just incredible potential here, and redevelopment is really hard to bring forward. So these putting these properties together at this time is really an excellent opportunity for the city.
Looking forward to seeing what the city comes up with and what that corner is going to look like five years from now.
Yeah. We all come up with, Jeff, right? Not just the city,
What we all come up with. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
And we'll talk to you again next week. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martin. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Rich in 2, Tim in 5. Here's news.
At Great Rivers Mutual, you get the coverage you need from the people you know, and we will be there.